Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi, Sue.
Hi there, Chris.
So I was talking with a learner this morning, and this is something that comes up a lot. We were talking about a podcast that we did recently about how to stay motivated learning English. And one of the points that we spoke about on there was actually speaking the language every day. And this learner said to me, and it's classic, I get it all the time, you probably do as well, I try to speak English, but I don't have enough vocabulary.
Yeah.
So what I said to this person was, we're going to do a podcast about this so we can listen to it, and so that I'll have, this will be one stone killing two birds, in as much as he'll be listening, and also he'll hopefully be putting some of the things in place. Now, one of the things that we spoke about in the learning vocabulary podcast that we did was talking about spaced repetition. And in that, people can, first of all, we'll go to the fact that vocabulary is pretty much useless for beginners, at least, as you know, unique standalone words. So what they should be learning is whole phrases or sentences, so they can, you know, so they're not scrambling about looking for the other stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
And spaced repetition it's the way of repeating, not off by heart, but spaced out through the day. They say that within spaced repetition, 7 times and it's learned. It's probably not so binary as that, you know, it's probably...
In fact, I often say 7 times is a good way to learn something, because people do worry, they think they're going to learn it immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the idea is that they're making their own sort of flashcards. It can be anything. It can be post-its, it can be bits of card, whatever. They're going to be trying to use that in the day and trying to remember it. Mm. But, you know, part of this is that you cannot really learn anything if you don't use it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
At least actively.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, it will either stay as part of their active vocabulary or it will stay as passive vocabulary. Yeah. Now, we need passive vocabulary when we're reading, etc., but not when you're speaking. Now, so I was talking about about using spaced repetition, so making their own flashcards, they don't need to look for anywhere, using the language, they have to use it, and they need to learn in themes. Mm-hmm. You know, I often hear people, that when you say to them, when I'm setting objectives with learners, say, what do you need to work on? And they say, I need to improve my or increase my general vocabulary.
Yes.
Now, general vocabulary can be anything. I remember a friend of mine used to say, well, general vocabulary for a vet could be, you know, the illnesses of dog's paws, but it's not very general vocabulary. Mm. So what we need to do is have vocabulary that is in themes. You know, it could be food vocabulary, it could be office vocabulary, it could be going back to sentences and phrases. Mm. It could be anything to do, but it's got to have a target. It's got a language has a function.
Yes.
It has a use.
Yes.
So, you know, this
absolutely
is what we need
agree.
To
and one of the awful things I see, I would say, in French schools is all the children have a little booklet with A, B, C, D, and they have to write the word if it begins with A or B or C. And the problem is, people, when they write something, they think they've learnt it, and they clearly they haven't.
Absolutely.
And so I always say, and it's a classic thing you do too, is in themes, make a mind map.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's again, you know, grouping ideas together. And also a mind map, I think, makes you think of other words.
Absolutely.
That you
it
might
generates,
need.
It generates, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does generate a lot, yeah.
But what a lot of people do is they translate. Translate actually shuts it down.
Mm.
So I always say to people, you know, have French learners, for example, have a French English dictionary for those that you will never find. Like, for example, behind you there's a door, there are hinges, you'd never find that.
Mm.
You know, so you would look for that charnier or whatever. But then use English, and you'll find that, in fact, hinge can be a noun, such as on the door, but it can also be a verb, for example. And it actually opens it up.
Yeah.
So, you know, try to use a mono language, English to English, as often as possible. And as you said, if you don't use it, you can't remember it or learn it. You know, it's gone. It's passive.
Yeah.
It's useless. So you're wasting your time. So don't waste your time. But if you do see a phrase or a useful bit of vocabulary that you think, that, you know, says exactly what I need to say at times, then note it down.
Yeah.
Go through the spaced repetition again and then use it. then that can be part of your own vocabulary. Also, listen out for it when you're listening to English or watching series or whatever, or listening to other people speaking. Anything else that you would add to that?
Well, yes, in fact, I remember one student of mine, he always asked me almost every week, how many words do I need to speak English?
Well, this is a problem because in as much as that there are applications and there are websites that talk about the 1,000 or the 100 or whatever essential words to speak English.
Well, because he asked me so often, I actually looked this up because for me it seemed a crazy idea. But as he was insistent on it, and as you say, there were lists of 100 words or 1,000 words, and really, it was a waste of his energy.
Sure.
To think of that, and even take the word table, for example, you know, it can be a noun.
Yeah.
It could be a verb.
Yeah.
You know, and it just seemed completely pointless.
Exactly. I mean, this is the thing, that when people hear this, how many words do you need? I mean, you could have 100 useful words or 100 totally useless words, you know.
Yes.
You've got to use the words,
yes,
that are going to be useful for you,
yes,
that you're going to be able to use. Because,
yes,
if you don't use, as we keep saying, you will never learn anything. But the thing is, I mean, I'll go back to the question. It says, I try to speak English, but I don't have enough vocabulary.
Mm.
My question should have been to him, well, what are you doing about that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you're listening,
you
listen know up. Who you are.
Yeah. Well, I hope it helps.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcasts.com.